Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is a very special day. Yom Sheni Shabbat Kodesh, Leseder Chayesara, Yud Zayin Bemar Cheshvan. Today is when the Mabul started. Anyway, right? בחודש השני בשבע עשר יום החודש נבקעו כל מעיינות העונה רבה וערובות השמיים נפתחו, right? Yes? Okay. So,
why does that make it special? If
anything, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because according to Rabbi Yoshua, it would be Yudzayin be Iyar. Yes. Okay, depends when it was Nivra Olam. יפה מאוד, יפה מאוד. Where's the machloket Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer? Rosh Hashanah.
Also
Avodah Zarah, but primarily in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. Yafeh Meod. Yafeh. Now, Shem Yisrael. Chazak Meod. Now, the Or Letzion, Amud Kuf Dalet, he says a very interesting thing. Hiseach Hadat Posel B'Kadashim. Once and for all, I'm going to say how this word is pronounced. Anyone who pronounces it, Hesech Hadas, Eino Ela To'e. Ela, over there, there's a Chataf Patach. Yeah, under the Chet. Therefore, it's called Hiseyah Hada'at. Now, anytime there's a Chataf Patach, Minchat Shai brings down many places in Tanakh that there's a machloket between Davkane Sfaradim and Davkane Ashkenazim, which means Ashkenazim and Sfaradim pronounce Chataf Patachs differently. For instance, by Shomei Atefillah, yeah, under the Ayin, you have a Chataf, Chataf Patach. Tapuach, Shomei, anytime you have a Chataf Patach, there's a machloket in the Daikanim, how to pronounce it. Achenu Ashkenazim pronounce it as if there would be an Aleph before that letter. So for instance, by Shomeya, they would say, Shomeya Tefillah, right? They would put in an Aleph before the Ayin. Lida'atenu, it's as if what?
It's a letter right before, the sound right before.
Depends, for an Ayin, it's as if there is a Yod before the Ayin, and if it's a Chet, Chataf Patach, Chet with a Chataf Patach, over there it is a, we call that a Chataf Ginuva, the halakha over there would be for Sfaradim, that it's as if you would put in a Wow. So for instance, by whereas Ashkenazim would be, they would say Shomei'a or Tapu'ach, they put in an Aleph, for us we put in a Yud or Vav, Shomei'ya Tefillah, as if there would be a Yod. By Tapuach, it's as if there would be a Waw over there. Tapuach. Huh? Poteyach. Now, again, not too strong. Poteyach, right? Because you're not actually adding a Yod into there. But it's as if. So that's that. But the common denominator is anybody who pronounces it Hesech Hadas. Mazeh Hesech Hadas. Yeshema Patach Genuva. What are you doing? Huh? I wouldn't say Meshuganas, but just uninformed. Uninformed Meshuganas. Anyway, Bekitzer, even for Ashkenazim would be Heseyah Hadas. Not Hesech. Gilad Tagid Lahem. Anyway, so he says, I don't know who the Lahem is, but you know. Heseyah Hadas posel bekadashim. Hine mevore bedivre chazal. When a person learns Torah, it's as if bringing a korban. We learned that many places in Shas. The Gemara says, "Im yichupar levet eili bezevach uvmincha." We know that Bet Eili was cursed to live a short life, and the Akadosh Baruch Hu promised that he says, even if they bring korbanot, it's not going to save them. The Gemara says, "Ah, bezevach uvmincha eno mitkapel lahem, aval mitkapel lahem b'Torah uvimulut chasadim." When they do Torah and Gemilut Chasadim, that is Mechaper. So we see that Talmud Torah is tantamount to Akravat HaKorbanot, and sometimes even greater. Huh? Also, Brachot. Uchshem she'eseach adat posel bekadashim, kmo chen divrei Torah. Just like by a Korban. If you have a Seach adat, if you let your mind wander, if you make a mental interruption in the middle of the Korban, it's posel. So too by Torah. The Torah has to be b'rtzifut. Shne'emar, התעיף עיניך בו ועיננו, הוא פירש ראשי, שאם תכפיל עיניך לסתום עין בהסח הדעת, right, if you spend, if you close one eye as a הסח הדעת, as an interruption while you're learning, מהסתכל בהם, meaning if you look away from the Torah, even one eye in the Sefer and one eye somewhere else, מיד ועיננו. The Torah flies away. you're on the verge of a good pshat, you're on the verge of a good havana, and you're about to get it, and then you look away for a second, boom, now you got to start from scratch. Ever happened to you? Mm-hmm. All the time. You just, oh, well, I was right there. Boom. ומי שמרגיש שבא לידי השיח הדעת, יעשה לעצמו תזכורת על ידי שיצבות בגופו. He says, if you feel, right, let's say you know that you're prone to bottling during learning, he says, make yourself a reminder by pinching yourself. Every time you're about to go there, right, in the words of Biden, don't. Yeah, anyway, בקיצר, right? חזר. That worked. Anyway, so he says, Sipe li ha-gaon ha-tzadik Rabbi David Jungreis. Rabbi David Jungreis was the Av Bedin, he was the Gaivit of the Eda. Al eshet chaver shel ba'al ha-tzemach tzedek, zatzal. There were two tzemach tzedeks, I don't know which one he was talking about. The first tzemach tzedek was a son-in-law of the Bach, Kruchmal, and the second tzemach tzedek, Milubavitch. I don't know which one he's talking about. Shehem min ha-gal liyot ha-ira b'chol lel shishi l'tzorech ha-achanot l'shabbat. Every Thursday night, she stayed up the entire night preparing for Shabbat. It's a good Suda. Yeah. So he says, ואחר כך, בליל שבת, הייתה שוב עירה כל הלילה. And then ליל שבת, she stayed up again all night long. שהייתה עומדת, שומר לבעלה שיוכל ללמוד לאור הנר, ולא חשש שמא יטה. איי, איי, איי. The Gemara says, מסכת שבת, דף, י"ב עמוד א', אין פולין לאור הנר, ואין קולין לאור הנר. Right, you're not allowed to read לאור הנר. Rabbi Ishmael Amar, Ani Ekra Velo Ate. Yeah, Rabbi Ishmael says, don't worry. He thought, you know, maybe he can usurp Chazal. What happened? Kara? Vehita. He read Leor Aner, he learned Leor Aner, and he tilted it. And he says, Rasham Bepinkaso, that he has to bring Chatat Shmena, Kshibane Bet HaMikdash. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch brings it down to Halacha. What's the only way that you're allowed to be Kore Leor Aner?
If it's something fixated
Ma'amid Shomer, if it's on the wall, or if you put up a Shomer. So she stayed up the entire Lil Shabbat so she can be a Shomer for the Tzemach Tzedek, so he'd be able to learn all night long Le'or HaNer after being up the entire Thursday night cooking. Now he says, they don't make them like they used to. Anyway, Bekitzer, Eifan Nashim Ha'ele, now he says, ומגודל עייפותה היה חוטף אותה נמנום קל. ובכל עת שהבחינה בכך הייתה צובטת את עצמה שלא תרדם שוב. She was so exhausted. She used to kind of like doze off. But every time she did that, she would pinch herself back awake. Look for those that put that on your siddich resume. Anyway, kitzer. Now, that's big stuff. זה אשת חיל. Now, cook all Thursday night. Maybe she was chavrusa also. Be like, not a good idea. I've seen this a lot where guys try to make their wives chavrusas and it just fails miserably. Sometimes there's brainy women like that, that they're like chavrusa material, and sometimes they're really not. Even if they are brainy, but they just like don't hear it. Huh? For anything. You want to hear, I had a great chop today, I had a great chiddush and bikveger. No. I don't. And it's not her fault. You know what I'm saying? They're wired differently. She wants to hear a chiddush in Yodama fashion. Yeah? There were a few gdolim, I don't remember who this was the story of, but there were a few gdolim that used to listen to their wives, not only fashion, when their wives used to talk to them about shopping or about what they saw during the day, whatever. And the gadol, I don't remember who it was, but the gadol used to listen. He's like gonatun, whatever, and he's listening to her. Chesed, he used to say chesed, Ben Adam LaChavero, is not talking to somebody else about what you want to talk about. It's about talking with it. Obviously, we're not talking about Diburim Asurim and stuff like that. But Stam, you know, I had a chop. I got this major recipe today and it called for this, whatever. Wow. That's amazing. You know, it's a big zach. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their thing. You know what I'm saying? That's their Rebbe Kveger. Lahavdi. That's what they have. Their recipes and what they bought and who they saw and bumped into high school friends. But what? That's what they have. Everybody has their own connection to Yiddishkeit. Women, for better or for worse, פטורות מתלמוד תורה. וטוב שכך, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when women try to bring themselves לכלל חיו, learn it up, all these... whatever. They weren't wired for that. Yeah, I'm not trying to be chalila chauvinistic or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired them differently. What do you think it was? By accident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu patar otam ממצוות תעשה שהזמן גרמה? Think, oh, stop. No, no, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired them for different things, for different tafkidim, different interests, different pursuits, different passions. That's what they are. And Gmilut Chassadim is not like, at some point we all become aha, you know, ahaists. The idea in life is not to become, you have to kind of push yourself to be on the same wavelength, and when they be as passionate, you know, there's things that you like to talk about, right? Everybody likes to talk about Torah, right? All the, at least our chevra, right? Or for other men, they like to talk about football and who won the match, you know what I'm saying? This one won and that one won and oh, gadol meod. You have to talk to your wife or whoever it is, but especially your wife, about things that are important to her as if you're just as passionate about it. It's an avaida, even though you couldn't care less.
How do you do it for makeup without sounding weird?
Makeup? What does that mean?
If they want to talk about their fashion and beauty and stuff of that sort, how do you...
It's a different thing. Fashion, beauty, you know. Tagid lahem, זה יפה מאוד, זה... אין כמוך, בכל העולם. You know, just, you know. That's the idea. Let's do one more zach. סיפרו על הגאון בעל שהגת אריה זצל. שפעם באמצע השיעור נכנסה אישה לשאול שאלה, והרב הניח מיד את אצבעו במקום שעמד בו בתוספות, שמע את השאלה, ענה והמשיך הלאה. What happened was, the Shagasari was giving shir. Shagasari was of Bedin where? Uh-huh. Metz, France, thank you. Uh-huh.
Oh, Metz?
Yeah, he was in Prague before. And what happened? Got fired. Because? Chadash. He wouldn't let them eat Chadash. He was very machmir. And he made them be magil takelim. And they didn't like it, so they fired him. Anyway, because so he went to Mitz in France.
That's where Chavra Bria was, right? Where he
yeah. Chavra. Shagasari is in Shalachim. Anyway, Bekitzer. So, one time he was in Beis Medrash giving shir. He was in the middle of Taisvis. And a lady came into Beis Medrash to ask a shayla. He put his finger on right on the place where they were in Taisvis. He stopped for a second, answered the lady shayla, and came back. Shalu talmidav, Rabbeinu, hare baki bekol ha-shas, im ha-tosafot ba'al peh. Ve'im ken, lama yaniach etzba shelo yishkach? Says, come on, Rabbi, you're baki bekol ha-shas, poskim, Taisvis, everything ba'al peh. What do you have to put your finger on the place for? אמר להם על התורה נאמר, תעיף עיניך בו ואיננו. די בתזוזה של אף אחד, הוא כבר נחשב שעזב את התורה. רצוני להיות דבק וקשור בתורה בכל רגע, גם כשאני מפסיק למצווה עוברת. He says, about the Torah, it says, even if you bat an eyelash, you blink away from the Torah, and it's gone. He says, I want to be קשור to the Torah, I put my finger on the place. So, and what was he doing in the meantime? He wasn't checking his phone. He was answering a shayla. That's Talmud Torah also. Yeah? Bet Yosef brings the Ran. In the morning, can you answer a shayla without Birkot HaTorah? Bet Yosef, Siman Mem Vav, right? No? If it requires delving and explanation, no. If it's a quick mutar or asur, yes. Anyway, but he was answering a shayla. It's Talmud Torah, but he says even that can be considered somewhat of a Heseach HaDat. He put his finger on the place in Taisvis, and then we're right back. Rabotai, don't blink. Don't, you know, and if you start, whatever, pinch yourself. Or have others pinch you. Yom Tov.